I'm Ricky Bevington with your evening GPB News headlines. The Supreme Court issued a ruling today in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple due to his religious beliefs. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the case's potential impact in Georgia.
The ruling only looks at the case of Masterpiece Cake Shop and did not decide the broader issue of whether a business can use religious objections to refuse service to LGBT individuals. But Jeff Graham, the executive director of LGBT advocacy group Georgia Equality, says the ruling could negatively impact the state later on.
Georgia is one of only three states that has no broad and inclusive civil rights or non-discrimination law. We're one of only five states that is silent in state law when it comes to public accommodations.
Governor Nathan Deal vetoed a so-called religious liberty measure in 2016 that would have protected businesses like Masterpiece Cake Shop who refuse service based on their beliefs. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Losses from a March ransomware attack on the city of Atlanta continue to surface. This time it's impacting police investigations. GPB's Spencer McGuire reports some criminal cases could be affected.
In March, hackers deleted years of footage from dash cams, which record police traffic stops. Atlanta Chief of Police Erica Shields told WSB-TV, anything recorded before the attack is gone.
That is lost, and that will not be recovered. So that could compromise potentially a DUI case if the officer's testimony is not where it needs to be.
The chief says other investigation files, including officer body cameras, were not destroyed. The city is spending more than $5 million to deal with the ransomware attack and rebuild computer systems. It did not pay the hackers the $50,000 ransom to return the data. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, a group of election integrity activists are suing the state of Georgia, saying the state's voting machines are too vulnerable to hacking. The coalition, including advocacy group Georgians for Verified Voting, contend that the 16-year-old machines should be converted to paper ballots. A bill to replace the electronic voting machines failed to pass during the recent legislative session. Last month, Secretary of State Brian Kemp recertified Georgia's electronic voting machines after tests showed they function correctly. DeKalb County Schools are suing the city of Atlanta over annexation that includes Emory University and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The lawsuit comes after months of threatened legal action by the school district. While the annexation only moves 8 students to the Atlanta Public School System, DeKalb officials say they're concerned that $2 million in tax revenue will be transferred from DeKalb to Atlanta. The affected students will join the Atlanta Public School System on July 1st. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.